Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know that your English will improve today. I am confident of that fact. Now, are you a confident person? When is it most important to be confident? All these questions about confidence, and our title is Be More Confident. You know, the people I admire most in life are confident people. They are sure of themselves. Today we'll look at how confidence affects professional performance, social skills, and health and contentment. This is going to be a great lesson. So, let's begin.
Be more confident. How being sure of yourself can change your life. How do you react to challenges? Do you run and hide, or do you face them with your head held high? Having confidence in yourself can give you power to face challenges and succeed in every area of life. Professional performance. Everyone knows that acting confident during a job interview will help you get the job. But confidence can help you every day. If you think you'll succeed, it's more likely that you will.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 react 这个动词 ，re 这个字首在这里是指回去。Act 是指行动，所以 react 是指反应或做出回应。例如 ，Larry didn't react when his classmates called him names。当同学们叫 Larry 许多难听的名字的时候，他并没有回应。如果要说明对什么事物反应的话，是用 to 这个介系词。例如 ，Raymond reacted angrily to his parents' scolding。Raymond 对父母亲的责骂很愤怒的回应。其实我们看的是 confidence 这个不可数名词。Confidence 是指信心或信任。例如 ,the team's failure is mostly caused by their lack of confidence. 这支队伍的失败主要造因于缺乏自信。如果要说明对什么有信心的话，是用 in 这个介系词。例如 ,the company has great confidence in its new product. 这家公司对于他们的新产品相当有信心。它的形容词是 confident, C-O-N-F-I-D-E-N-T。例如 ,be more confident in yourself, 对自己要有自信一点。
Thank you so much, Michelle. Well, Rebecca, I like that we have a lesson about confidence, being more confident, and I'm curious, when do you think it's most important to be confident?
Is that a trick question, Gabe?
No. I'm wondering, because there's many areas of life, right? Your social life, when you're talking to your friends,at school, with your classmates and your teacher.
Well, Gabe, hold on for just a moment. Honestly, I think it's important to be confident all the time.
Huh?
Not just in one specific area, but I think it's good to be confident in your social life and in your work environment and in your family environment. Because if you're a confident person, it doesn't matter where you are or who you're with, you will still be very sure of yourself.
Oh, Rebecca, well, that was a very easy answer to my question. But as long as you're confident about your answer, I'm fine.
I feel very confident with my answer. But today we are going to talk a little bit more about how you can be more confident. And we see right here how being sure of yourself can change your life. Wait, Gabe, was there a different answer you were looking for?
Well, no. I was just curious when you thought it was important to be confident. But I like your answer. It's important to be confident all the time. Now, friends, you can be confident in different things, right? And our lesson is very specific when it uses the phrase to be sure of yourself. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of confidence we're talking about. Being sure of yourself. That is, not doubting yourself.
That's right. If you're sure of yourself, you feel very confident as a person. You feel very confident who you are and in the decisions that you make. For example, you could say, if you are sure of yourself, you'll be able to make better decisions. You'll be able to make a decision, and if someone comes along who thinks differently than you, you won't change your mind just because of what the other person says.
That's a good point, Rebecca. And I hear that people appreciate people who can make good decisions. Now, friends, maybe you made a decision and it turned out not to be so good, but Rebecca brought up a good point. It's important to be sure of yourself to make that decision, even if maybe it was not a great decision. Sometimes that is more admirable and more important, to stick to the decision that you made. Okay, so are you sure of yourself? Do you have self-assurance or confidence?
And I think these are areas, or this is something that's very important in one's everyday life, being very sure of yourself. Well, here's a good question. How do you react to challenges? Do you run and hide, or do you face them with your head held high? I know everybody faces challenges differently, and I know sometimes it can be difficult to face that challenge, even if, well, especially if you feel like you made a wrong decision about something. But let's talk about that phrase, your head held high.
Yeah, to hold your head high. This is a great phrase, especially when talking about confidence. Mm-hmm. You can be sure of yourself. You can hold your head high. Friends, this is both literal and metaphorical. That means you can really hold your head high when you are confident, and that also means that you are being confident in a certain situation, regardless of what you're doing with your body. So it's important to hold your head high.
Mm-hmm. And there are a few example sentences that we would like to share with you. First, as long as you know that you did your very best on the test, you should leave the classroom with your head held high. It's not going to help if you keep thinking in your mind that you didn't do very good or that you failed the test. You should leave with your head held high.
Oh, man, Rebecca.
Yeah?
I wish you were around more often to tell me that, because sometimes when I'm finished with a performance of some kind, or doing something on stage or in front of people, sometimes I think, oh, that could have been better. And it's easy just to think about that and to get down about it. But it's important for me to hold my head high, because what's in the past is in the past.
Yes, oftentimes when we make a mistake, we tend to want to drop our head and kind of slouch our shoulders a little bit. But don't do that. If you make a mistake, keep your head high. Hold your head high.
And sometimes you might need the help of your hand to hold your head high. And if you're lacking in confidence, maybe you can ask your friend for help. Like, I can be a good friend to Rebecca by going to help her hold her head up high.
My head's quite high, thank you.
Okay, next slide.
Anyway, we've been talking about this phrase, to hold your head high, a lot. So, let's move on. I feel very confident that you know this phrase. Having confidence in yourself can give you the power to face challenges and succeed in every area of life.
Well, let's talk about one of those areas of life. It is two P's, professional performance. We read, everyone knows that acting confident during a job interview will help you get the job. But confidence can help you every day. If you think you'll succeed, it's more likely that you will. Do you agree with that, Rebecca?
I agree with that. If you think you're going to fail, most likely you will fail. But if you start envisioning yourself succeeding, most likely you will. Okay, so we're talking about professional performance, but what about in a greeting?
Oh, yeah, if you're greeting somebody, hey, I wonder if there are words that you shouldn't say. Let's see what Steve and Ken have to say about this in the Info Cloud.
Friends, as you study English or any other foreign language, remember, don't take literally phrases and expressions that native speakers use figuratively.
For example, English speakers have a reputation of being cold-hearted and hypocritical because they commonly greet each other by saying, "How are you?" when in reality, they don't really want to know. How phony!
Yeah. Well, you know, greetings are idiomatic expressions that are not meant to be taken literally. Let's travel around the world for a moment and look at how people from other cultures figuratively greet one another.
In South America, there's an Aboriginal tribe that uses the phrase, "Do we exist?" Why, yes, I believe we do.
In the African country of Cameroon, there's a people group that greet each other with the statement, "I sharpen your teeth." No, thank you.
And one Native American group in Florida uses the phrase, "Brother, have you returned alive?" If I don't answer, does it mean I haven't?
So, getting back to English, if a stranger or an acquaintance asks how you're doing, don't say, "My stomach hurts," or "Being old is terrible." Just respond with a "hello" or a "good, thanks," even if you're not.
当外国人跟我们打招呼说 "How are you?" 你如果刚刚才拉肚子，现在又想吐，你会说 "I just had diarrhea and I feel like throwing up." 还是说 "Fine, thanks. And you?" 其实一般来讲 "How are you?" 是口头上打招呼的客套话，不必那么认真的回答。其实世界上还有很多语言的打招呼用词是不能照字面的解释。像南美洲的原住民见面会问 "Do we exist?" 我们存在吗？在非洲的喀麦隆，人们会说 "I sharpen your teeth." 我把你的牙齿磨尖。在北美呢，有一个原住民的一族会彼此问候 "Brother, have you returned alive?" 兄弟，你活着回来了吗？这就是今天的 Info Cloud。
Do this. Yes, I'm good. Hey, welcome back to Studio Classroom, friends. Are you a confident person? Are you sure of yourself? When you come across troubles and challenges in life, do you run and hide and slouch a little bit? Or do you hold your head up high like a true confident person would? Well, we need to be confident in every area of life, including professional performance. But what about social skills? How can confidence affect your social skills? Let's find out.
Be more confident. Social skills. Being sure of yourself can also make you feel calm when meeting new people. You'll be less afraid of rejection. So you'll be free to be yourself. That makes it easier to make a good impression. Health and contentment. Everyone likes to feel sure that they have what it takes to succeed. So it's no surprise that confident people feel happy and content. That could make it easier to make healthy choices such as eating good food.
OK, 接下来我们看 rejection 这个名词 RE 这个字首在这里是指回来 JECT 这个字根有投或扔的意思所以 rejection 就是指拒绝或摒弃例如 Nathan applied to many colleges but all he got was rejection letters Nathan 申请了许多所大学但是他所收到的都是拒绝信他的动词是去掉字尾的 MENT 变成 reject例如 ,our team's proposal was rejected by the company. 我们团队的提案被公司给拒绝了。所以我们看的是 contentment, 这个不可数名词。Contentment 是指满足或满意。例如 ,this volunteer work gives Melody a feeling of contentment she can't find elsewhere. 这份志工的工作给予 Melody 别的地方找不到的满足感。它的形容词是去掉字尾的 ment, 变成 content。例如 the boss is very content with the month's sales figures. 老板对这个月的业绩感到很满意。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, so we talked about being confident in a professional performance, but what about your social skills? We read, Being sure of yourself can also make you feel calm when meeting new people. Gabe, do you like meeting new people?
Rebecca, do you know who you're talking to?
Oh, right, right. Okay, sorry. That was a bad question. A better question might be, how does it make you feel, or do you feel confident when meeting new people?
Actually, okay. Usually, yes, I feel confident when meeting new people. But there are certain situations or circumstances where I might feel less confident about going out to meet a certain kind of person. Like, for example, it's easy for me to meet people like friends of my friends. But
okay,
if I were to go to like a networking event and everybody is dressed in suits and very professional, I might feel a little scared. I don't know how confident I would be, but it's important for me to act confident.
That's right. If you act confident, people will think that you are confident. Well, we see here that if you're confident, you will feel more calm when meeting new people. You'll be less afraid of rejection, so you'll be free to be yourself. That makes it easier to make a good impression. If you're all concerned about what other people think about you, if you're worried about being rejected, you're not going to feel very confident.
Wait a minute, but Rebecca, everybody, or almost everybody, has a fear of rejection.
Well, I mean, of course everyone has that fear of rejection.
Yeah.
But you know something? I know that when I was a kid, I was very afraid of rejection. And something that I've had to learn is to become more confident in who I am as a person. If one person rejects me, there are millions of other people out there who will not reject me.
That's true. Well, friends, it is important not to fear rejection, because rejection is a part of life, and we have to be okay with that, or at least feeling rejected. Sometimes we feel rejected, but we're not even rejected, right? Our minds and our emotions play tricks on us. Friends, it's important to be confident. Don't fear rejection. You can be free to be yourself if you do that. Well, we read on here, that makes it easier to make a good impression. Because if you're not fearing something, you can make the best impression.
Well, right now, it's time for us to talk about health and contentment.
Right.
Yeah, I hope you're feeling okay, Gabe. Are you okay?
Fine. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. And content.
Yes, and content. Well, everyone likes to feel sure that they have what it takes to succeed. And there is a useful phrase in this sentence that we would like to talk about. What does it take to do something?
Ooh, this is a great question. Friends, maybe you're not sure what skills you need to accomplish something. This is when you can ask this question to somebody. What does it take to do that? For example, what does it take to get good grades? You should study. What does it take to get a promotion? You need to work hard. What does it take to have good pronunciation? Maybe you could copy what you hear on TV and make sure that you practice, practice, practice. That's what it takes.
And what does it take to succeed? So it's no surprise that confident people feel happy and content. It's no surprise. Well, anyway, right now, it is time for something really fun.
It's
time for
no
the...
No surprise.
No, definitely not.
No.
Time for the SE Challenge. Yes.
It's important to be confident. So, how can being confident help people? What do you think? Okay, we all know confidence is important. Steve, how can being confident help people?
Oh, wow. So many different ways. If you are confident, then you will interact with people more. And when you interact with people more, you will have a richer life. You'll have deeper friendships and deeper relationships. You'll have more opportunities, maybe for jobs or schooling. So it's very, very important that you develop confidence at an early age to understand your strengths and weaknesses and who you are.
Well, I really like that answer. Are you confident about all that?
I'm very confident.
Okay, well, we all know that confidence is a good thing, but just how can it help people? What do you think, Carolyn?
Well, I think that confidence is really important when you are struggling with something. Having confidence gives you that opportunity to try to succeed at something. And overcoming your fear of failure, right, which is kind of what the article is about, is really, really important. So having confidence in yourself, in your ability, then by doing that, you can at least have that opportunity to try.
Okay, well, friends, it's not just for me and Carolyn. It's important for all of us to have confidence. Thanks for those tips. Amanda, how can being confident help people?
Well, I think being confident can help people be better at their job, talk to people a lot easier, especially strangers on the road. If you meet somebody new, if you come across as confident, then people may even trust you more.
I like that answer. Confidence surely is important. That's all the time we have for today's SC Challenge.
Ah, there you are. I have a challenge for you.
A challenge? Oh, no.
Hey. Don't run and hide.
But that's how I react to challenges.
Stop hiding. You need to face challenges with your head held high.
How can I?
Well, have confidence in yourself. That'll give you power to face challenges and succeed.
For a job?
For every area of life.
Really?
Yes. If you think you'll succeed, it's more likely that you will succeed.
I'm not sure. I'm just not so sure of myself.
Well, you should be. That'll make you calm when meeting people.
That would be so great.
When you're less afraid of rejection, you'll be free to be yourself.
Will that make it easier to make a good impression?
Of course it will.
But do I have what it takes?
I'm sure you do. Remember, confident people feel happy and content.
That would be so great, but how can I develop confidence?
Lucky for you, I have some tips.
I thought so.
Well, friends, we know the importance of having confidence now, but what about how to develop your confidence?
I'm glad you asked, Gabe. Well, friends, we're going to talk about that tomorrow, so be sure to join us next time right here on Studio Classroom.